KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Well, we've all seen the America's Got Talent show. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have the ABQ God's Talent Show here in Albuquerque. And Terry and Maria Sari Jano are in charge of that. They're the owners of the Jano Academy of Music, and they teach music also at Hope Christian School. We are going to hopefully be joined a little bit later in the program by a young lady that was last year's winner. But, hey, let's get started. Terry, what is Albuquerque or ABQ's God's Talent Show?
Well, it's a Christian talent search for middle school to high school students where they can showcase their God-given talent. There's a lot of amazing talent that needs to be spotlighted. And we pray and hope to find the future leaders for worship in the next generation.
Well, and I know that we've talked about this in the past, but Calvary Church has a worship leader named Drew Bentley, who is one of your students over at Hope. That's talent that you obviously recognized. And he's now, not only that is that his vocation, but he's leading all of us in worship every Sunday.
Yeah, we feel pretty humbled by that, to be honest with you. It wasn't so much us as we facilitated it, and God did the rest.
Marty, I need you to pull that microphone down. See, you're used to playing an instrument. You're not used to singing, right?
Yes, I do singing, too.
When, oh, you do?
Yes.
Hey, that microphone should have been right there then, young lady.
I've been in choir for, you know, from a very early age, and until now I get to sing with my student. Of course, I teach vocal.
You know, if there's ever an emergency in a church and they want to evacuate everybody as quickly as possible, they just need to have me sing out loud. There will be a quick evacuation. That is something that I have just never been able to do. I tease because we were just talking about Drew Bentley, but a long time ago at Calvary Church, a good friend of mine, Chet Evans, was the worship leader here. And I remember one time singing, trying to sing some songs in a small group of people, and Chet just came over to me really gently and said, hey, why don't you just hum?
we know a few people like that.
And I tease him all the time. But the other thing, too, is if everybody in the congregation is clapping, I'm clapping on the offbeat.
You're a jazzer.
You guys would throw me out of the Jano Academy of Music, wouldn't you?
No, we would love that because most people clap on 1 and 3, and we prefer 2 and 4.
Wow. See, and I don't even know what you're talking about.
All the musicians know.
I am rhythmically challenged. Let's just leave it that way. Marty, what kind of talent do you want? And then we're going to ask you about how you audition.
Well, we want to have vocals, praise teams, instrumentals, praise bands, speakers, you know, Christian motivators. Who knows? God, you know, have talent that instill in them, and maybe comedians, Christian comedians, anything that would glorify and honor our Lord Jesus Christ.
And
that's what we want.
And I have to tell you, I'm one of these people, I love what I call clean comedy. And there's some hysterical Christian comedians out there. Like years and years ago, I saw Jeff Allen here at Calvary Church. And I mean, I can remember his jokes like they were yesterday because he talked about real things. People that are really funny just talk about real life. And it's not profane. And so again, if you're somebody like that, but here's what I'm intrigued by what you just said, Monty, is you actually might get some preachers.
Yes. We would love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell me how you audition.
Well, we want to, this year, because of COVID, we want to have audition online. So they need to submit their video. Hopefully they can just have more like what we call raw video, you know, has to be good lighting, so we can see them and hear them. So they don't have to edit to where it's, you know, really polished or anything.
Yeah, we're not looking for perfect.
Yes, but that's what we're going to have to audition this year, just online because of COVID.
Okay, so I did this, and it's always good for the host of the radio show to do this. So you go to abqgods.com. and you click on the audition button.
That's right.
And you can upload a video right there.
Yeah.
That's right.
Just all we need to know is it's best if people do it on YouTube, because then it's just a link and they can send the link in the email.
So what you would do is you would take a little video of yourself, right, upload it to YouTube, which I think that's free, right?
It's free.
You can set up your own little account, and then they send you the link as part of the – they have to put in their name and address and phone number.
Correct.
And all of that.
And that's all on the form.
That's all on the form. And then just add the link.
Add the link to it.
And that's your audition.
That's it. And we've dropped any kind of fees. It's free to audition. There's no fee whatsoever. The event is free. This costs you nothing but your time and your talent.
Terry, tell us about the event.
Well, the event is actually going to be on March the 19th. It's a Friday evening at Hoffman Town Church, 8888 Harper Boulevard, Northeast, 87111. It starts at 7 p.m., and it'll go for however long it takes us to get through the top 10 acts. Then the judges will deliberate. The first prize is $300. Second prize is $200. Third prize is $100. So it's to their advantage to give it a shot. What have you got to lose?
Yeah, and this is for middle school or high school students?
Middle school or high school. Yes.
Okay, so if I'm a seventh grader and my parents got me an electric guitar and I'm pretty good at speed metal, that's cool with you?
As long as it glorifies God.
Well, we were talking, as most people know that listen to the station, our sister station is Star 88. Well, that used to be K-Lite, K-L-Y-T Radio. It is the longest running contemporary Christian music station in the country, started in 1974. Well, my engineer, Steve Ryman, and I have been on a couple of shows where we had Star Week here back in early January. We were talking about how there was a pushback from the Christian community on this kind of rock and roll music in Christianity. And it's the content of the music. It's the lyrics talking about things that are godly and taking care of people and loving people. And the music, though, a lot of these traditionalists didn't like it. So I'm hearing you say groundbreaking musicians can come to God's talent show and show it off.
Look, music has caused controversy since the 1400s. In the Catholic Church, they argued about it for over 100 years back in the 1500s. And they had to have meeting after meeting. They were going to eliminate music from the church. Could you imagine separating music from the church? Well, thank God they solved their problems. They figured it out. And here we are.
Well, and you two, music brought you together.
Yeah.
Music's helping keep you together.
Yes. Praise God.
Yeah. We haven't got tired of it yet.
Do you play music together?
Every Sunday.
Do you?
Yeah. I have an orchestra at Hoffman Town Church, and she plays bass most of the time, but when our drummer's off, she plays the drums. When the piano's off, she plays the piano. But I've got about a 22-piece orchestra every Sunday.
Wow. Yeah. I didn't know this.
Yeah.
And this is at the services at Hoffman Town?
Yes.
And when are the services?
We only have one. It's at 9:30 a.m.
Okay, and you've got a new pastor. I've been trying to get get a time we can get him on.
I told him that when I saw him the other day, Pastor Lamar Morin, and he's awesome. You'll love talking to him.
Well, you know, Hoffman Town has been so integral to New Mexico, to Albuquerque. They've done so much for the community, and they went through a time where they didn't have a pastor for a while, but back in action and going full speed ahead. And really, they never left. They just never really had a person that was leading the charge, so to speak.
Yeah, it's been a while. But there's new things happening. It's actually kind of an exciting period in the church.
Yeah. Maria Sari is not from the United States. Where are you from?
I'm from Indonesia originally, yes.
And you're hanging out with Terry Jano, who is like a reed instrument.
Trust me, her parents were not happy.
Well, I just love, I mean, you guys are really, really neat. I want you to know that. And I've already seen the fruit of your ministry, and you've done a lot of things for a lot of the kids at Hope. Even though I had no musical ability, I always appreciated people that did. And I know how many musicians you guys produced over there, because there's a lot. And there's actually quite a few of them over here at Calvary Church.
Actually, I had Tamara in a Bible class. Yeah, I think when she was in the ninth grade.
Yeah, and of course Tamara also is a worship leader at Calvary Church. But there's, I think you mentioned that you might have some students over at Legacy, some people at Citizen. I mean, there's a lot of people in the community that they're utilizing this gift of music, and this, and that can take many forms.
But it's all to the glory of God.
Yes.
Like I said, we're just a facilitator, and God takes over from there.
Yeah. How young do kids learn that God can use their talent to impact other people?
She's actually started kids off at 3 years old. And on piano. And it's not so much that they're learning piano, but they're learning the basics of music. And by the time they get up into like sixth grade, seventh grade, they're already playing serious music.
Marty, your husband's describing you at the worship at Hoffmantown as playing the bass.
Yes.
So I'm thinking you're like the new member of the Beatles or something. And then he's talking about you're playing the piano. How did you learn how to play all these instruments?
Well, I started playing organ, actually, and then I moved to guitar and then piano, and then the rest just, you know, kind of feeding in and learning more, but being with all those other, you know, musicians, just seeing what they do. And then when I went to school, I took on a college, you know, program that was a musician, composition in music. So for that, I had to learn all kind of instruments to be able to write for those instruments. So, you know, my teacher used to, you know, introduce all the students in class, all different kind of instruments. So I end up just learning them because, you know, I felt like if I learn knowing how to play it, it's so much easier to actually write for that particular instrument. So that's what I end up playing, all just any kind of instrument that I'm interested in. Well, I'm still learning till now.
Yeah, but that really is what Terry would call God's gift.
Well, thank you.
Because I'll tell you, normal people don't have that. Terry, do you have that? Can you play all these different instruments?
I can play the woodwinds. I could play all five of the different saxophone sizes, flute and clarinet. That's it for me.
Piano sometimes.
Yeah, a little bit of piano. But
oh, that's only eight more instruments than I can play here.
I don't play piano in public. Let me put it that way.
Yeah, well, but what beautiful talent. And is it hard to teach people? Can you recognize a child right away that has gifts?
Yeah, I think, you know, God given us gift of music, you know, in general, but we have to still work that out, you know, to where they have to have the discipline in their lives to want to learn. So, you know, anyone who wants to learn music, if they have that desire and the discipline to do it, I think they would be as good as the one who, you know, have the talent, but they never really want to learn.
Hard work replaces talent sometimes. Sometimes you get a kid that's just naturally talented and they get burnt out by the time they're teenagers. But some of us who've had to work really hard at it have been able to keep that fire going throughout our lives. So a lot of it has to do with parental support.
Yeah, I'm going to skip down our list a little bit and ask you to give a shout out to Hoffmantown, because they're obviously a sponsor, and some of your other sponsors, Terry.
Yeah, Hoffmantown Church is huge,
hosting.
And they're hosting it. And Hope Christian School is sponsoring it, and they're a big help to us. They allow us to work with the kids at for the after-school program at Hope Christian School. And then we have a lot of businesses around town, like Bibles Plus, Deerholt Automotive,
Wax.
You know, they step up and support it too, because they believe young Christians need a place to shine. And where else? I mean, the world has lots of secular talent shows.
I think indirectly I've been sponsoring it because I've been buying green chili chicken breakfast enchiladas over at Wex about once a week.
And you let us come here and talk about it, which is huge. I mean, I couldn't pay for this.
Well, Terry, you have to understand this. When I was talking, my friend Steve Ryman, who I've already mentioned, he's engineering our program today. He's the guy in the background that has to push all the buttons and keep us on the air and figure out why phone calls drop. And I just get to sit here and talk. But he and I have been good friends. When he brought me over here and said, hey, there might be an opportunity to host a radio show, ended up having a meeting with Chip Lesko and talked a little bit with Skip Heitzig, the pastor of Calvary Church. And I said, look, guys, if this is a Calvary thing, I don't want to do it. And they both looked at me really puzzled, like, well, you've been at Calvary for your whole life, you know, 40 plus years. And I said, no, don't misunderstand. I love Calvary Church. But ABQ Connect really needs to be a tool for the community, for all the churches.
Well,
you know,
I appreciate it.
And I just really appreciate you guys being on. And I want our listeners to understand that if you have a project going on, we want to tell everybody about it here. And it doesn't even really have to be a Christian project.
Right.
You know, had the American Lung Association on and some wonderful people over there, Terry Huertas, and she's trying to get people to stop smoking. That's one example. It's not a ministry. But then right before you guys, I had Walter Lane. He is a Church of Christ pastor here in Albuquerque with Netherwood Park Church of Christ. Walter and I have been friends for a really long time, and he's been a big supporter of Albuquerque Christian Children's Home. So, again, ABQ, God's Talent, it's a show that's coming up. What's the deadline for auditioning?
Well, it's Friday, February 26th, but we can push that back if somebody just can't make that deadline. But we need to know within just a few days of that.
Okay, and what you're going to do is you're going to select 10 finalists, basically.
Yes.
And then the show will be performances, live performances.
Live performances, and there'll be CDC guidelines followed for the people as they come into Hoffman Town. There's plenty of space for seating. The rows are 6 feet apart. Families can sit together, but there'll be spaces in between. Of over 6 feet. Mask will be required. We'll do temperature checks as people come in. We'll do everything we can to keep people safe.
Good. Terry and Mari Asari own Jano Academy of Music, and they also put on the ABQ God's Talent Show. It's going to be held March 10th, 2021, 7 o'clock p.m., Hoffman Town Church.
March 19th, actually.
Yeah, March.
What did I say?
March 10th.
Oh, I said March. No, I don't know why I had brain damage. I'm reading it right
here.
No,
that's
okay. Wrong. So it's March 19th.
Yes.
That's a Friday at 7 o'clock p.m. We'll be right back with more. Stay with us.
Home improvement experts are all about tearing down walls to make living spaces more open. Dr. Tony Evans says that can be a good plan for our brains as well. He'll talk about the benefits today as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
We have classrooms that have a partition down the middle. You can open it or you can close it. If we want to have two classrooms in the same space, we close the partition so that we can have two separate classes as opposed to having one bigger class. So we divide it. Now, the reason we divide the room is so the information in this half of the room doesn't cross over to the meeting in that half of the room. It is the job of Satan to keep you thinking in two ways at the same time. He doesn't mind you getting God's thoughts on Sunday as long as in the other room you have his thoughts on Monday. The reason why we stay defeated is because of our partition in the mind against the knowledge of God, so that the truth of God can't get through. So what happens is that the enemy is able to keep the truth of God from fully infiltrating your thought patterns, so that you have victory one moment and defeat another moment.
Learn how God can tear down the strongholds you can't possibly deal with on your own. Check out Tony's CD series, Spiritual Warfare, available online at tonyevans.org. Then join us next time for 2 Minutes with Tony.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We are back with Terry and Maria Sari Jano. They own the Jano Academy of Music. They also put on the ABQ God's Talent Show. You've heard of America's Got Talent. Well, they have the ABQ God's Talent Show. It's coming up March 19th. That is at 7 o'clock p.m. Hoffmantown Church, 8888 Harper Boulevard Northeast. Shout out to Hoffmantown for providing that facility and hosting the event. A lot of other sponsors are coming alongside. And Terry, how does anybody get in touch with you if they want to help?
abqgodstalent.com.
abqgodstalent.com. And you can reach out and help the Janos with this project. I want to ask Marty a question, because I've been involved in sports for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever you're looking in sports, you're always looking at the physical person. I don't know how to say that in another way. So it's really hard. Well, I guess there's some exceptions now, even in basketball, because a lot of short, small people lobbied years ago to have a three-point line,
mm-hmm.
and now they never throw the ball inside and they just shoot threes. So I guess people of all sizes can play. But generally, we're looking at, you know, bigger athletes for football and taller athletes for basketball. In music, that is not the case.
No, it's not.
So how do you know? How does somebody even try getting involved in music? They just have that rhythm and they can snap their fingers. I mean, what are you looking for?
Well, first of all, the heart. You know, it's important if they want to, you know, really learn it. And there's always a way for starting, you know, an instrument. If a person have kind of a small, hands and wants to play piano, you know, I suggest, of course, you know, that would work out. Just a different ways of learning. For guitar, I would suggest more like a small guitar or ukulele, you know, for the little ones, if they have a small finger that they couldn't reach, you know, to play yet. But there's always a way to go around that.
Now, we've talked about youth, and this ABQ God's Talent Show is for mm-hmm. middle school students and high school students. But aside from that, your music academy, do you have classes, music classes for adults?
Yes, we do.
You
yes.
do? So, I mean,
yeah.
if somebody had
private, lessons.
Private lessons. Mm-hmm. Oh, good, good. Yeah. And how do they get in touch with you?
Well, you could just email Terry. T-E-R-R-Y, Jano, J-A-N-O-W, just one word, Terry Jano, okay. at yahoo.com. Easy.
Very nice. Yeah, I wonder if a lot of adults might be listening, especially because of COVID.
That's right.
You know, you're sitting around, maybe you've got a clarinet that's been in the box that you played in high school, and it's gathering dust in the garage.
I got a bunch of those.
Well, and I know that you have to go in and you have to, like, spruce up the corks or whatever in
yeah.
between the pieces, and but you know how to recommend they do that. There's just a really good opportunity to get back into doing something fun like that.
I meet so many adults that go, you know, I used to play this, or I used to play piano or whatever. I'm so sorry that I ever quit. Mm. You know, you don't have to be a professional musician. You can do it for fun all your life.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, at my orchestra at Hoffmantown Church, none of those people are professionals, but they all play up to a professional level.
And they have to practice a little bit.
They have to practice. They love it. You know, it's not a job. It's a love.
Yeah. It's not a job. It's a love. Love that quote. You're going to see that on Facebook.
Good.
Mm-hmm. I'm laughing. Marty, you had a winner last year. Her name is Alina Carter. I guess she's not in Albuquerque now, but wanted to ask you about her talent. What did she do to win the contest last year?
She is a vocalist, and, you know, she came in and just, you know, have a special music, and I take it that she's been doing it for a while at her church. She's been serving at her church. So, you know, when she came in audition and we could see her heart when she was singing, you know, this particular song. And we really thought that, you know, she did just an awesome job with, you know, what she presented that day. Yeah. You know, so
I think what made the difference was during the actual performance, she just gave it everything she had. Mm-hmm. And it, you could tell she was connecting with God. It wasn't just like, oh, look at me, I'm performing. Mm-hmm. You can feel the Spirit. And so she impressed the judges. She impressed the audience. She impressed us. It's something you can't really put your finger on, but it's there.
You know, the word might not even be impressed, Terry. She probably drew everybody into a connection with God. Yeah, right.
That's exactly
what worship leaders draw you into worship.
That's exactly what she did. It was amazing.
Yeah.
You know, you don't find people that can do that often.
Yeah.
Just because you have a lot of talent doesn't mean you're going to be a good worship leader.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But you know what's funny? And I'll just use Calvary Church as an example. Calvary Church has a main worship, but they also have a kids worship.
Mm-hmm.
And they have people that do puppets. And they have people that sing. And they have people that play instruments. Right. And sometimes that's a way to break in younger, less experienced musicians and vocalists. But you can serve at so many different levels. You might be somebody that's involved with a daycare center and can just go in and sing with the kids. There's so many things you can do with music.
You know, if you have a kid that comes from a home where maybe they're not going to church and you teach them some simple Christian songs and the parents love to hear their children, that might be the catalyst to start getting them involved in their church because they want their child to be a part of that.
Yeah. I was fascinated years and years ago as a young man that was a pastor here and a pastor up in Santa Fe. His name is Paul Scazzafava. Paul's a few years younger than I am, but back in the mid-80s, he started a band in Albuquerque called Rapture. And I was teasing you earlier about speed metal. Right. Now, I'm going to tell you, this guy would rock it out, but his technique was very highly skilled. He plays like a million miles an hour, and then he has all these crazy Christian lyrics. And I made fun of him. You know, oh, no, nobody's going to listen to that. I go to one of his concerts. 20 kids came forward and prayed to receive Christ. I mean, that's the kind of power
blessing,
that you see.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not up to us. It's up to God.
Yeah,
for sure.
Well, and again, we want to mention that the event is happening Friday, March 19th. That's at 7 o'clock p.m. at Hoffmantown Church. That's located at 8888 Harper Boulevard Northeast, 87111. A little bit of the east side of Wyoming. If you go down to Harper in Wyoming and go east, you're going to run into it.
Yeah, San Antonio becomes Harper.
Oh, there you go.
At Wyoming. And just take it east till it dead ends.
Yeah, Albuquerque can't just have the same name of streets all the way through. You got to make everybody feel like Alzheimer's patients by changing the name at certain intersections. Yeah, I've never quite figured out how we did that. You've already mentioned that you're going to be using the CDC guidelines for keeping everybody safe.
Absolutely.
That's going to be let me ask Marty, why is music so special to you? What's the most important thing about music to you?
Well, we both believe that God ordained us to be skillful and use those skill in God's service and facilitate young musicians the opportunity to learn and to share their God-given talent. So I think it's important that, you know, we give that chance for this young generation.
I hope one of the next few times we get together, we get a chance to visit with Alina. And maybe your winner Your winner this year would be fun to have on as well.
Yeah, sure would.
So, Terry, I'm going to ask you a question that I had slated to ask Alina if she was able to join us today, and that is there something about music that you don't know today that you'd like to know?
You'll never know everything there is to know about music because it's such a large subject. There's the history of music, which is rich and very complex. All the different instruments, the technology changes every day. There's no way any one person can be good at it all. We all have our specialties, but then somebody else will come up with something that'll just blow your socks off. So, yeah, there's a lot I don't know. and I wish I did. I'll probably go to my grave still learning, which is great.
What I'm always fascinated with is you are both professional musicians. I've never heard you both play, but I know you're at this level. So if Terry were to start playing something and it had a certain beat and a certain cadence or whatever, you could jump right in there, couldn't you, Mari, with a bass guitar or whatever.
Talking about beatboxing or something.
No, but you can follow each other, right?
Yes, hopefully.
Right. That's fun.
That's, yeah.
The spirit willing to do it.
That's right. That's right. Well, come and jam with the ABQ God's Talent Show. It's Friday, March 19th, 7 o'clock p.m., Hoffmantown Church. Terry and Mati, thank you for joining us
today. Thank you so much.
Thank you. God bless
you. For having us.
Connect is presented by Bosky Heating and Cooling. For service, call 504-444-7200. Bosky Heating and Cooling, locally grown, locally owned. ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.